Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Thank you for listening to this special press.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John Zerline and Lance Zerline on ESPN 97.5 and 92 Zerline.
That guy just messed up on hands. Eric Reed joining us right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. He is the play-by-play announcer for the Miami Heat. E. Reed, R-E-I-D, Miami Heat, at E. Reed, Miami Heat on Twitter. Eric, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. We know it's busy time for you. Must be a really exciting time for you as well.
There's no doubt that it is. Just want to say good morning to you guys and the great NBA fans in your area. It's exciting. Listen, there's 28 teams that would want to trade places right now with the Heat and Nuggets. It never gets old. It's always special. And feel privileged. I've been with the Heat for all 35 seasons. This is our seventh trip to the NBA Finals since 06, and that's the most in the NBA in that time span.
Wow, that is really neat. Yeah, what a run this team is on. How do you, I mean, I know Jimmy Butler missed 18 games this year, but you still finished 44-38 in a regular season, but this is the team. Why 44-38 as opposed to being better during the regular season?
Well, if we had the answer to that, I would have a better job than TV play-by-play guy for the Heat, which is a good job, by the way. But nobody has the answer to that. Listen, 44 wins, if the Heat are able to win the title, they'd be the first team since the 1978 Washington Bullets to win a championship with that low a victory total. So it is unusual. But the regular season, listen, it was filled with injuries for Miami. Eric Spoelstra had to use almost 20 different lineups during the regular season. Duncan Robinson missed a month with a hand injury. There were a myriad of injuries through the regular season. But just a lack of consistency. But what Miami did do during that regular season, they played in more close games than any team in the NBA. And as Eric Spoelstra and the Heat always do, they built team habits. They built winning habits. And they were just gearing up for this opportunity. But nobody saw this coming. That's the unique thing about this playoff journey. Usually when you have a team that's good enough to get this far, you're carrying a truckload of expectations into the playoffs. The Heat came into the playoffs with almost no expectations from the outside. But that group inside that Heat locker room, this is what they were thinking about, dreaming about, and working for every day for their whole lives.
You know, this is it's always very interesting to me to watch Spoelstra and how the perception of him really grew after the Big Three and he continued to win. Can you talk about Heat culture? I know Jalen Rose brought that up, and we here in Houston have the Rockets trying to get there. We have the Houston Texans. Yeah, we have more vibes than we have culture, but we want less vibes and more winning culture. But can you talk a little bit about what that looks like with the Miami Heat and how much is Jimmy Butler responsible for any of this? Because this is really Spoelstra's thing more than anything, I guess.
Well, it's Pat Riley's thing. Pat Riley is the godfather of this whole thing. You know, he's been with the Heat almost 30 years. You know, the Heat have been one of the great franchises in professional sports since the day Mickey Arison hired Pat Riley to run his basketball team. I think Eric Spoelstra sort of updated it from Pat Riley. He's a lot like Pat, but today's version of Pat Riley. But, you know, being with the Heat, Spo says it all the time, we're not for everybody. But if you're a player that maybe may have been overlooked along the way, and we got 7 undrafted guys right now, I'd say undaunted is being more important than undrafted. And these guys, I call them the underdog with the overbite, but they get guys that are willing to work, that come in with a chip on their shoulder. And if you give, I've seen this for close to 30 years, guys. I've seen players come into Miami. If you're a player and you buy in and you give yourself over to what it takes to be a Heat player, you'll go reap a harvest both individually and usually collectively as a team. They get guys in great shape. We might be one of the handful of teams in the league that actually weigh their players in on a weekly basis. Nutrition, fitness, a huge part of this business. And the better shape you're in, the better version of yourself you can be. And it's not about the individual. One of Spo's mantras for his team is, can you be happy for your teammate's success? And for the Heat, when your best player is totally bought in to doing whatever it takes to win, puts defense first, is a willing and unselfish and gifted passer. And you can say the same thing for Jokic, by the way. That's where it starts for Miami. When your best player is that kind of guy, that kind of warrior, and that kind of team player, your team is probably going to be in very good shape.
Heat play-by-play announcer Eric Reed with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We heard the stories about Jimmy Butler getting on his teammates in Minnesota, taking the second team and beating them. We just get this opinion of him that he's just, you know, such a tough guy. What is Jimmy Butler like with his teammates?
Well, I'm not in the locker room with those guys to give you a firsthand account, but I'll say this: there's a tough love in that Heat locker room. Guys are honest with each other. They you know, confrontation sometimes comes off with like it's bad. When done the right way, confrontation is so useful and helpful and necessary. And guys hold each other accountable, which is even more important than a coaching staff doing that. When your own teammates and peer group hold each other accountable for winning, it goes a long, long way. So Butler's going to be honest and straightforward, but he's not alone. I mean, Udonis Haslem, who's our veteran lead guy, doesn't play, but what leadership he shows, he's the same way. But what Butler does, listen, he's a great fit in Miami because he's surrounded by like-minded individuals, guys that just want to win and will do everything and anything to win. So it works for Butler here. But just to balance it off for you guys so you understand, Jimmy, he might be hard on you, but he's going to give you great confidence. He's terrific with our younger players. If you're open, he is going to get you the ball. He said it. If Strus misses 10 in a row, if he's open, he's going to get him an 11th shot. So he will hold you accountable. He will also set you up with great passes and show great confidence in his teammates over and over again.
The Heat you guys have been able to get performance out of ancillary players and players that were not considered big names coming into the season. Duncan Robinson had a huge stretch there for the Heat in that game to win as well. And then you got a guy with a Jordan mentality in Jimmy Butler. But it's kind of, we saw something similar with the Rockets when they won championships in the 90s with Hakeem Olajuwon and then guys who just fit a certain type of basketball and a certain level of grit and step up in the right, you know, in the right instance. I do see some similarities between what the Heat are doing now and what some of the Rocket teams did in the mid-90s in terms of, yeah, one guy that's really the dude, and then Bam Adebayo, though, is, you know, he's a dude, too, and a lot of guys are just stepping up at the right time, I suppose.
There's no question. And doing it despite overcoming adversity, like that Game 6 loss at home against Boston in the last tenth of a second, you come back and then not only win Game 7 in Boston, but you dominate that game. So if you're still surprised that the Heat were able to bounce back from a Game 1 loss in the finals, you're probably not paying close enough attention to the emotional stability, the mental toughness of this Heat team. I like your comparison to some of Rudy T's Rocket great teams. Never underestimate the heart of a champion. It remains to be seen if the Heat are going to win a championship, but they do have the heart of a champion, the will of a champion, the leadership of a champ. And I know you guys got to be proud of Jimmy. He is from Tomball, Texas. Listen, one of my colleagues, the former head coach of the Heat, now Heat broadcaster, Ron Rossi, he always says this about the playoffs. He says, your stars have to shine or you're going home.
but it takes more than that. So right now, Jimmy and Bam are the two out front guys. Remember, the Heat are doing this without Tyler Hero and without Victor Oladipo, both injured in the Milwaukee first-round series. But, you know, it's funny. When Jimmy was asked about it, somebody said, talk about your role players. He says, I don't call them role players. I call them teammates. And I think that says a lot about the emotional makeup and that team unity that the Heat have right now. You can't just turn that on in the playoffs. It's either there or it's not there.
What has Kevin Love brought to this table?
You know, he's just another mature veteran leader and former champion. You know, you got Kyle Lowry doing the same thing. There's a lot of leadership. There's a lot of corporate knowledge in that locker room. You know, the move of putting Kevin Love back into the starting lineup for Game 2, one of Coach Spoelstra's key moves of this postseason. Miami got victimized with a lack of size up front in Game 1. Love gives you, you know, the rebounds. He's the best outlet passer in the NBA right now. He's a one-man fast break. He rebounds. Everybody else sprints. And he can hit you with those Wes Unseld-type laser beam, half-court to full-court outlet passes that can get you an easy bucket or two. And if you don't cover him, he'll splash in a three or two. And, you know, he's a play setter. He's going to start the first quarter and the third quarter and then give way. I'll tell you one thing I think bodes well for Miami. Caleb Martin only had 6 points in the first two games of this series. I think he's 2 for 10 or 3 for 10 in the series. He was sick for those first two games. I think the Heat are going to see a more productive, much better version of Caleb Martin the rest of this series.
Yeah, this is, and, you know, it's really going to be, I saw the ratings were way up, much higher than people expected for Game 1, over 11 million viewers. Boy, watching Nikola Jokic in person for you must be something else as well. I mean, he is just such a talented, skilled big man.
He really is. Listen, you know, great respect for this transcendent player who I think is clearly the best player in the game right now. To me, he's a bigger, taller, stronger version of Larry Bird, the complete offensive skill set. I mean, he's a state-of-the-art player. There's no weakness in his offensive game. And Miami, you know, Miami is the last team standing to try to figure out the best way to defend him. And I don't know if there really is a, you know, what Eric Spoelstra is doing, and he does this always against great players. And to win a championship, you're going to have to go through great players, guys. I mean, to win the first championship, the Heat had to get through Dirk and Dallas. To win their second championship, they had to get past Durant, Westbrook, and Harden at Oklahoma City. And I don't have to tell you who they had to get through when they beat the Spurs. You're very familiar with the trio of stars that they have. And now it's trying to deal with Jokic. Listen, I think his assists are more detrimental than his scoring. I think that's been proven in the playoffs. They're 0-3 when he gets 40-plus. Look, he got 27 in Game 1, and they won because he had 14 assists. He got 41 in Game 2. They lost. He only had 4 assists with 5 turnovers. So, they're going to do everything they can to try to limit his scoring. It's hard to stop that man from scoring. And if you double him, he's gonna slice your defense up with great instinctive passes that a handful of players in professional basketball can make. So Spo changes up his defense regularly. He'll go from man to zone to a different kind of zone to full court pressure, half court pressure. I mean, you got to keep Jokic guessing, but he's pretty damn good at that. So he's what I would call an undefendable player. But to me, I'd watch his assist total more than any other stat in this series.
And you got to watch the Heat's 3-point shooting too, because fabulous. Can you guys keep
guys? We were the number one team two years ago. You know, when we were the number one seed in the East and went to the conference finals and lost to Boston. I think we were 27th in the league in 3-point percentage during the regular season. Number one when it matters right now in the playoffs, and you know they set a franchise finals record with 17 threes in Game 2 on 49%. So they're winning that game, the three-point game. I think it's 31-19 in threes through two games. Guys, the other area where the Heat have excelled, listen, they're hard to kill. They're like that bug your exterminator cannot get rid of. They've dominated the two fourth quarters in this series, and they've been the best fourth
been one of the best fourth quarter teams in NBA playoff history. And I know both teams are thinking the same way. Not just about the fourth quarter. It's about putting together all four quarters to try to win an NBA championship.
That's Eric Reed, play-by-play, Miami Heat. Man, it's got to be fun. We went through it with the Rockets back in the day, back in the 90s. That was so much fun to cover, to be part of, and along for that ride. It's got to be wonderful for you as well. But you keep doing it year after year after year, it seems like. So old hat for you. We'd love to get there as well. But thanks for joining us, Eric. We know you're busy. This is a great time. Have a lot of fun tonight.
Guys, thanks for having us on. Listen, it's always appreciated. You never take this for granted. It's exciting, exhilarating, and nothing better than basketball in June, especially when it's in your building. Guys, enjoy the rest of the series with us.
Thank you. That's Eric Reed spending time with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Scott Hastings, we'll get the other side of the story with the Denver color commentator at 9 o'clock right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So don't you go anywhere. Right now, we got to be healthy with QC Kinetics.
QC Kinetics helps you to really, frankly, deal with chronic pain in a way that you've only ever used steroid shots, surgery, pain medication. You know, you have the downtime after the surgery. Can you imagine doing it without those things? Well, you shouldn't have to imagine it anymore. It's actually a reality. And that's what QC Kinetics is doing for so many people. Multiple locations around the city of Houston. They have been in business, and this biological therapy has been around for a while. Professional athletes have used it for a long time. Chronic pain, including arthritis, can be treated with biological therapy. They take the body's healing power and they put it back. They basically improve it, put it back into the joint. And what happens is that biological therapy, that regenerative medicine, starts to repair damaged tissue and even regenerate tissue. And so that is what gives you the relief from the pain. That is what takes the pain from maybe an 8 down to a 2. Like I spoke with one of the listeners who had this done for a torn labrum in his shoulder, and he said, man, it was quick. Had great improvement after the first treatment and even better improvement after the second one. And that's how you really can take it to the next level without having to have surgery or drugs or downtime. It's QC Kinetics. Make sure that regenerative medicine is part of your process when you visit QCKinetics.com.
We're ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, not the home of the Houston Texans. Not sure they even like us.
Rock and roll!
Coming back, summer sun, has it brought my life back? Hanging in the balance, have you brought the light back?
Now back to two guys who would by now be recognized as common law married in at least 8 states, John and Lance, from the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We've been reminded multiple times. This is the guy that predicted the Heat in 5. While y'all were out there going, oh, Denver, 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 they're going to crush him, they're going to sweep him. Who said Heat in 5? Gilbert.
I'm sorry, who also said the Astros would win 3 out of 4?
Against the
Angels? It was Gilbert. Another correct prediction.
That's right. That's all he does for you is give you winners. Gilbert's joining. What if Gilbert was a tout? How awesome would that be?
Strong service.
Gilbert.
Yeah.
That you said the Heat were going to win this thing, and look, you might be right.
How are you making so many good predictions?
I get lucky, that's all.
Don't be modest, Gilbert. You're the man.
When is John going to die?
No, do not say when I'm going to die, Gilbert. Do not say it. Don't say nothing anyway. Yeah, say that, Gilbert. We don't want people to die. Okay, so
but it happens to everybody.
It might not happen to me. You don't know. By then, there might be some cure for death. You don't know.
By then,
yeah, because it's going to be a long time. So, Gilbert, you were right about the Astros winning 3 out of 4. Now they lost last night. What'd you think about that? You were mad?
Not really.
No, you didn't care. Okay, what's going on? Why'd you call today?
I don't know. I predict that they're going to win the next 2 games in Toronto anyway.
The Astros are going to win the next 2 games?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. right.
I'm feeling good about it now.
No, I do now. Yeah.
I'm feeling good about it now.
Yeah, even with this lineup, apparently Bregman's not playing, Maldonado's not playing, Pena's not playing.
Oh, Molly's not playing?
Yeah, apparently.
No, I don't feel great about that lineup, but if Gilbert says it, I feel better about
it. Yeah, no. If Gilbert says they're going to win, right, Gilbert?
That's right.
Yeah. What else has been going on? Anything?
Not much. Just taking it easy anyway.
You are. It sounds like you're taking it easy right now. Why are you so... Yeah. Did you get a good night's sleep last night or no?
Yeah, I did.
You did?
Are you still using Alexis?
Not really. Not anymore.
Why not?
Don't need it anyway.
Why not? What do you mean you don't need it?
Everybody needs it.
Alexis plays music. She gives you the schedule on sports. She gives you scores, weather updates, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I use it sometimes anyway. You know?
All right.
Yeah, all right. Well, you sound tired, Gilbert. What's up?
I didn't say I'm tired anyway.
You what?
I'm just tired, that's all.
Oh, you're just tired? That's it? You have no explanation for it? Okay. Well, why'd you call? What'd you want to tell us today?
I didn't think I'd say hello anyway, you know.
Oh.
What'd he say?
I don't know. No idea.
All right, well, talk to you later.
Okay.
Thanks for the call. Thanks for checking in, bud.
Thanks, sir. Yeah, that's all.
Well, we got a prediction at least.
Yeah, we got two Astros, two wins next two nights.
Feel good about it.
I do.
You should ask him, when are the Rangers going to lose next?
I don't think he knows about that yet, but we'll see. I don't know.
What if he goes, July?
No. Oh, my God. No, please.
No, Gilbert.
We don't need that in our lives, them winning, not losing until July. 713-780-3776, if you've got anything you want to talk about. Gilbert sounded tired. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I hope
Do you think he watches you think he watches the Astros games?
No.
You don't think he watches the game?
He just finds out who won.
No, I think he turns the TV on and just sits there in front of it.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if he's watching sports every night.
Part of me wants to see what his setup is, and part of me doesn't.
You haven't been to his house. I've been there.
Mm-hmm. I've been to it, but not inside.
It's actually a nice house.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And very clean and very nice. His mom does a nice job. But that's part of the problem is that she can't take care of him.
No, she's in her 80s, right?
Yeah, she's older now. Gilbert is tired of your BS. No, he's not. That's not it. Do you think Lance is worried about 2027? Absolutely.
No.
Absolutely he's worried about it?
Yes. I just can't control it.
No. You know,
if Gilbert predicted my demise, mm-hmm. and if it's something I can't control, I can't waste time. But I will tell you, there's a reason I went and took my first, you know, true European trip, because I got to start getting some things in, just in case.
Yeah.
I can't be on my deathbed like, Gilbert told me when I was going to die and I didn't do this. I've never been to a Kentucky Derby. There's some things I want to do. And now I'm like, Gilbert's kind of sped it up.
Kentucky Derby is one of the most overrated events
that
I've been to. Yeah.
How come?
It's like,
if you don't have the.
If you're not in the parties, if you're not in the. Now, we were sitting right by the finish line, but there's nothing to do. It's like, it's a long time in between races, and there's nothing. Nothing. No TVs.
There is,
you got nothing.
There's a long time.
It's a long time in between races. And I don't know. I just found that it was meh.
Well, I was on a huge, gigantic zip line. I did that.
You did?
Yeah. And outside of Park City, Utah. So that was something I did. I got to go see Spain for the first time.
Good for you.
So I actually went to the red light district.
Yeah.
Unless Monty's listening, I didn't go. Check it out.
Well, what if she's not listening? You did?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I went and just walked there. It was in the afternoon, not when it was probably crazy at night.
Not when it was good stuff.
I need to do some things before Gilbert's prediction of my 2027 death. And I know it's going to be through lightning. That's fine. That's where the two are going to intersect, lightning and Gilbert's death predictions.
Yeah.
But I got to get some things in. Like, I need the Texans to get to an AFC championship game. I'm not going to be greedy and ask for a Super Bowl. I'm not going to do that.
I just don't see that anywhere.
These are things I need. And other
before
things,
2027, we need this? Really?
Yeah. It's my deadline. I need it.
I don't know about this.
I need it.
I know. Listen.
Look what the Astros
did. You should join Make-A-Wish, okay?
2023, 4, 5, 6, and then I don't know when in seven. Like, golly, that's late in seven. Probably not going to see the seventh season.
No.
I probably got 4 seasons to get this done. Let's go. You see why I've got undying love for D'Amico? I have to. I have to be all in on D'Amico Ryans. What are some other things I should do? If you guys have any, if you guys have anything, you can send me. You can call 713-780-3776.
Stop it. Much like his shoes, wallet, and iPad, LZ is going to forget to die.
I hope.
Yeah, you may be right.
What are some things I need? What do I need to put on my bucket list?
Things that you need to do?
Yeah, before Gilbert's expiration date of me comes true.
I've heard, and I haven't been there, but I heard that the College World Series is the best sporting event.
Yeah, people say that. You know, I'm not into college baseball, but
they say it's the best event.
They say it's great.
Yeah, especially when LSU's in it.
I've been to lots of UFC events that was, and I've sat really close. So that's so I've done that one. That's pretty cool.
Maybe have you been to a Masters?
What about
the Frisbee Masters? Have you been to that?
Disc golf Masters. I assume there's one. I want to put on play some pool with Slim Thug. I think I could maybe make that happen.
Was Slim, but you
I may need to do a Houston bucket list to make it more street to kitchen. Won the their chef won the James Beard Award for top chef in Texas, and she's
what are you?
That's
do?
Right here. I haven't even been there.
Well, so
I, mean, so I could do that. That's one I could check off.
Yeah,
the James Beard Award. Yeah, I could do Texas stuff. Getting around the country. I don't know if I have sports stuff. I want to go to a Wimbledon. I'm gonna go check that out.
You want to go to, yeah.
Yeah, Wimbledon or U.S. Open, one of those, and tennis. I mean, I've watched tennis. When I watch it, I like it. I just don't watch it that much.
No, I think Wimbledon would be cool. And U.S. Open looks pretty cool, too.
They wouldn't let me into the Masters. They wouldn't let me in.
I think they could let you in. I don't know that you wouldn't get your pass taken away because you're just.
I'm going to sit there and be quiet. I'm not a rabble rouser. Yeah, no, I'm pretty easy going. I don't make a lot of noise at any events.
Yeah, you're gonna bring your iPad in so you could watch.
Oh, Snacks told me the other day. He goes, "Why?" He's like, "This game, you know, the Astros game. Is why aren't people standing up making noise? It's a 3-2 count with two outs in the 'cause
they're doing
inning.
The wave."
And he's right. Oh, Mason tried to start a wave, and I said, "Absolutely not." Mason also chanted "Overrated Ohtani." He was chanting it, and Ohtani got a hit. That ended up costing the Astros a game. I said, this is on you. You're so stupid for chanting overrated at Ohtani in a key situation like this.
Yeah.
Have better sense than to do that.
Your kids are sometimes, yeah.
But Snacks was right. Like, where's the situational cheering? He's all ticked off.
They don't.
He's like, no one's standing up.
Nobody does.
It's 3-2.
It's bad. It's bad. Yeah. It's bad. No, he's right.
You think this is
I try to get that going all the time. I don't care if it's the third inning. If the bases are loaded with two outs, you got to stand and cheer for your
team.
No
one follows you, though.
Nobody.
No one follows
you. Nobody. It's a maddening.
You think this is, when we come back, you think this is Larry Texans or a different Larry?
Oh, it's probably a different Larry. It is maybe Larry and Stafford. Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah. Maybe I thought Larry the GM, you thought.
No.
I don't think
Larry
he's calling in.
Yeah.
I know who would call HRP on you is Larry the GM, and rightfully so. Because you were ugly to him in your place of work. Don't be ugly to people in your place of work. And if somebody is ugly, if somebody is breaking the rules, if somebody is, you know, inappropriate at your work, if somebody is doing stuff that is, you know, not through the well-being of everybody, then you need HR. And you got HR&P for that. You don't want to handle these kind of things yourself because, you know, problems could occur if you try to handle the HR yourself and do it wrong. Don't want to do that. What you want is HR&P. They do it perfectly every time. They do your payroll perfectly every time. They will help your business grow every time because they're going to do your payroll cheaper than you can possibly do it. Listen, you got to have 20 employees to get started with HR&P. And if you do, and it doesn't matter if they're hourly, if they're salaried, if they're bonus, whatever, whatever way that you pay them, then HR&P can handle that. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter how many branches you have and what states they're in, what world, what country they're in. It doesn't matter where they are in the world. HR and P can get the job done. It's all about the technology and how good they are at what they do. HR and P is great. We love them. You will love them too. You're looking for that HR and payroll company, there's one place to go. Go see our friends. HRP.net, HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I'm an idea man, Chuck.
What if you mix mayonnaise right in the can with the tuna fish? Hold it! Take live tuna fish and feed them mayonnaise.
I want you to come get lost with me. Ask you one more time before I tread to be. So can you make a
live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's time to rejoin the undisputed best sports talk show in Houston. It's Clearly John and Lance on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Except no substitutes.
Jason in the H is right. He cannot believe that you can't get everyone else in the suite to stand up at the Astros.
I'm not in the suite. We don't have. There's no suite. We're not in a suite. I haven't been in a suite in years at an Astros game. Just so you know.
Should we take the pictures of your Gucci's?
No, that was. I wasn't in a suite. I was in. I was on the second level.
On the club level.
Yeah.
Club level's a suite for the.
No, it ain't.
It's like living inside the loop. It's the living inside the loop of the River Oaks is the suite late, diamond level.
Of late, I have not been in a suite. I can't say over it. Last year, I was in one. My buddy Craig, they have a suite, and he invited me up there, and that was very nice of him. But for the most part, I sit in the seats. Well, I'm a man of the people, Lance.
Oh, it is Larry and Stafford.
It is Larry and Stafford. Let's go.
Let's see what he's going to say. Now, I see Larry's tweet, so I know what he's been thinking before the draft, since the draft. But I want to see what exactly is going on right now. What's up, Larry?
Hey, what's up, LZ, John? Hey, man, thanks for letting me get in. I'm going to get to all that in a minute. LZ, you were talking about that. I listened to y'all, and you had that that advertisement or that bump for that custom patio builder that built your thing out there at your crib, right?
Yep.
Now, I wanna really reconfigure my backyard, and I trust you.
Yeah.
But last time I listened to one of them commercials, man, about some carpet cleaning company or whatever, man, they sent some dudes that looked like they were from the Carney out to my house, man. And I thought I was going to have to just really go after these boys because they made the carpet dirtier than what it was before
that
they
was,
got out here.
That was not me. That was years ago. That company, I don't even think, is in business anymore. They sent Carneys out that made it dirtier. No, you can trust my patio guy, I promise you.
Hey, man, they shot so much water on that carpet, man. We had to walk around with flip-flops on throughout the house probably for 3 or 4 days, man. But look, I'm going to take you up on it. I'm going to call them and see if they can give me a design because I want this thing to get popular.
Yeah, no, definitely call them and let them know that you're a listener, too.
I got you, man. But look, here's the thing that I'm going to get to the text, but here's the thing you need to do before you pop out of here, man, and quit talking about popping out of here because I don't like hearing that foolish talk anyway because we need to keep some of these good dudes around. Your ass needs to go down to Turks and Caicos and swim naked with you and the old lady. You probably need to go to Hiddenism or whatever in Jamaica. And then me, you, and Rod need to get this last game of 3-on-3 over at Hager Park or somewhere and get that.
I know, because it's...
That way we can just go put that thing
right off into the sunset after that.
Exactly. Now, look, here's the thing what I called about. I don't know if it really makes sense to be a fan of anything anymore. This whole thing with the PGA and the Live Tour and all that other stuff, they have just allowed this country to just sell everything that we hold value and, you know, things that we grew up appreciating. And now you got the Saudis, which, you know, they got more money than anybody in the whole world, and they just buying up everything, and we just going along with it. Then they have ruined college sports for me because this transfer portal and NIL stuff, I don't mind people getting paid, but none of these folks have any loyalty to anything. So now everybody's just moving around, so you can't really be a fan of nobody or no squad because it changes every single year or whatever. And then you got the NBA with their thing with China and all that other stuff, man. It's just, I grew up just wanting to be a diehard fan of sports. And now that I'm here and I'm getting a little bit older, I'm starting to realize that money has changed every single thing and it doesn't even matter. So I'm starting to think about becoming just a free agent in sports and just cheering for everybody that's on TV, because it doesn't make sense being loyal to nobody. Now, about them boys on Kirby, you know I'm feeling real good, LZ.
I know you are.
We got a quarterback. We got a head coach over there that knows what the hell he's doing and don't look like one of them characters off of some corny TV show like David Culley did. And then Lovey over there with that antiquated-ass defense. DeMeco over there looking like he still could go hit somebody at middle linebacker better than Christian Kirksey. So I'm excited about what them boys going to do. And we're going to get fired up about it, because here's the thing. We've been in this haze for the last 3 years watching that mess over there on Kirby. Now Pinky Ring Cal getting everybody back on script. Hannah over there looking as fine as a piece of IW Mark jewelry. And now we get to walk back over there and I get to sip my yak going to the stadium, not worrying about if only 5,000 of us are going to show up. So it's a good day to be a Texan fan. But I tell you this, what I'm really, truly excited about is the fact that C.J. Stroud, Tank Dell, Will Anderson Jr., they are athletes. And they come from a program that allows you to go out there and watch possibly some winning football. Because these last 3 years, I told you before, man, it almost broke me. And your boy, the diehard Houston fan, but we got to get this thing popping. And I agree with you. One last thing. I don't know what the hell them Rockets doing, getting a fourth pick and talking about bringing James Harden ass back here. I'm not a proponent of that stuff, because when he put on that fat suit and changed the way to get his ass out of town, we cut bait with his ass. Now let them young boys grow. LZ, anytime, man, I got a ball in the garage in our hall.
All right. He played low ball.
Larry.
With one of my guys who is now an NFL agent. A good friend of mine. Anyway, did you know Larry is on? Do you know about this fan council?
No.
Saw his tweet. The Houston Texans, here it is, our 2023 fan council has officially kicked off. While excited to collaborate with our fan, or we're excited to collaborate with our fans and keep you at the heart of the future. This is a very smart move by the Texans trying to listen. I think they have listened to, I don't know if it's Greg Grissom or who it is who's now in charge.
Probably is.
Yeah, because Jamie Roots, you know, there's a lot of things I liked about Jamie, but I think Jamie kind of believed that the Texans were the Texans, and the way they did things. I think Greg Grissom, who's now the president, understands we got to do things differently. Different uniforms. There's a different atmosphere in the stadium that they're going to have. Just everything about it has been they understand we can't just ride on being the Texans and everything's sold out anymore. That's not
no.
That doesn't work. They started a fan council. I think Larry is one of those members, and they basically want to hear from. It's a way to keep up with
what
the fans diehard
say.
Fans, not the complainers like you and Dell, but the people like me who are fans of the team. And who put our capes on, and we're like positive. We're positive people with the Texans. We want them to do well,
no,
and we believe in
nobody
them.
Wants them to do well more than I do.
When you got pizzas.
No, I want them to do well, period.
Then buy your tickets again.
No,
go back
I
in
bought
and buy
them
tickets.
For years, and they lost my trust. And you know what? They should have me on there, because I did pay a lot of money
you
over
be
the
on
years.
The fan council.
I should be on the fan council, because I would love to tell them what I think about it. I think it's a great move. I think this is probably a Greg Grissom thing. Greg is sharp, really sharp. I mean, I got a chance to talk to him last year during a game, and, you know, it's so rough. The Texans were always – the word for the Texans, I think, was haughty. They were haughty
yeah,
for years.
That's a good word.
They thought their poop didn't stink.
Yep.
They were the NFL. They had the brand. They had the logo. They were one of the richest organizations in the league. Their value is still up there. It's amazing the Texans' value is still up there. But Greg Grissom has a humbleness that this organization hasn't had forever. And he understood where the organization last year. He knew where the organization was. He realized it, and he wants to change it. And he wants it to be a much more fan-friendly and much more humble organization. And he's doing that. And that's great that he's actually listening to what fans think. That's great.
I think it's very smart. I think it's I watched the same thing happen with the Rockets. After the Rockets won a championship, and they basically thought their bleep didn't stink either. And And it all started to really crystallize for them that they needed to go in a different direction once it hit around 2000 when they had to get a new stadium, and the Texans were coming in, but it was Minute Maid Park was built, yeah. Enron, and they got funding, and Rockets had not secured the funding yet, and they were like, oh my gosh. And I remember having a meeting with a guy named Tim Frank, who is actually at the league office now, yeah. But Tim was their media relations director. And he had me come in like, what do you think? I was young at the time, so I was, you know, I don't know. He just wanted to get my perspective. And I said, one of the things I think you need to do is allow Clutch City, which is now Clutch Fans, and Dave Hardesty, you need to allow them more access. Because at that point, you got to remember now, there was a time where the internet, you're not letting fans have any kind of access to anything. Like, you know, you can't. You didn't even want them. They tried to bully the fans from having any opinion at all on the internet with fan sites. There was no Twitter. There were message boards. And I went to battle for Dave Hardesty, and at that time was Clutch City, I think, before it was Clutch Fans, and said, hey, maybe it was Clutch Fans by then, and said, hey, you need to have, like, this is good for your product to have fans who are your fan. Like, these are people who are pro Rockets. Let them have a little bit more maybe access or whatever. And eventually they did that. And I think a lot of organizations now understand it is a collaboration with fans to some extent, because they're the ones, the prices are so crazy now that you have to respect the people who are all in with your product. Cause they end up spending a bunch of money.
No. It's a different world. And it used to be the average guy could go to the games. And now, you know, if you could get to a game or two a year, because of how expensive it is, and the fans should be heard. And the Texans, nice job. I love that they're actually the same.
No, I do too.
And that is Greg.
I do
Grissom.
Too. But I think the Rockets right now are Rockets have been trying to be fan friendly for a long time, which is great. But they got to at some point the fan friendly stuff. The vibes only work for so long, and then you got to start winning. And right now they really, you know, they just really need to win. This is why I'm sitting there going, man, Dylan Brooks and James, like, oh, there's no Wimby. There's not even a Scoot. Like, this is, I said it, well, not even jokingly, this is not the offseason I signed up for.
No.
I thought it was going to be a really exciting turn, like, in a new direction, and it doesn't really feel like it to me.
No, it doesn't feel like it at all. You know what it feels like? It feels like it's time to talk about Craig DeCerf.
You know, Craig DeCerf is, so one of the deals they have going on right now, I've got the new deals, and this is what you need to know. Every month there's a new program that comes out. So the programs are what the financial aid is going to be, the dealer cash back, whatever the case may be. Right now, if you're thinking about a new truck, they've got a great program for you for the Sierra 1500, the GMC Sierra 1500 at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. It's a great offer. It's a 5.3 liter EcoTech 3 V8 engine. So you got powerful engine. Right now you can get 0.9 APR financing for well-qualified buyers. Plus you're going to get an additional $1,250 trade assistance when you trade in an eligible vehicle. Once again, a $1,250 trade assistance along with the trade-in value of your truck and 0.9 financing and no monthly payments for 90 days. So if you want, you can go 90 days without even making a payment while you take care of some other things, maybe paying for a summer vacation or whatever the case may be. This is a great offer. This is a really good program for the GMC Sierra 1500 program or 1500 pickup truck. So if you are looking at getting a pickup truck, I suggest you take advantage of this while it's going on right now. See Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC for details by going to LanceZCars.com. GMC, we are professional grade.
ESPN 97.5.com Sports Scooby Snacks.
No one seems to be here, Scoob. And by the looks of this pad, I don't blame them.
Whether I be Nautica or Ralph, been a ton of cows, been around the world and I still ain't found that I ain't had yet. Cause I got the access, offshore address, surf like Lapras.
If you're watching on Twitch during that last break, you probably noticed that John and Lance barely interact with each other when they're not live. Well, after doing radio for 43 years together, they've developed their own high-frequency twin language that only they can hear and comprehend. It's true. They're actually planning every single word they're about to say in this next segment. Nothing is ad-lib or off the cuff. This is what they're hearing.
Ah, my ears. Jesus.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
7138037776. We've got Scott Hastings joining us at the top of the hour here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Looks like Rory is meeting the media right now, as a matter of fact. We'll hear one of his comments a little bit later. We are also going to let you cook, okay?
9:15.
So
I'm trying to get Mason, who invented this segment for us, but he's like, I don't want to call. He goes, I don't have any hot takes. I'm like, everything you ever say about LeBron and Jordan is cooking. He goes, no, let them cook means it's a good take. I said, it's just a spirited take. Okay. And he goes, you have a bunch of old heads who listen to the show. They're just going to be haters. I said, we have young heads too. They're not going to hate. And I said, some of the old heads are, they will be with you. It doesn't matter since when. I said, Mason, he said, let me get Sebastian. I said, good. Cause everything he says is the hottest take you've ever heard in your life.
Yeah.
He's still
Jalen Rager.
Yeah. He believes that Justin Jefferson is keeping him down. And he thinks Philadelphia intentionally didn't get the best at. He'll tell you that he'll tell you Jalen Rager's more talented. On pure talent, Rager's more talented than Justin Jefferson. I don't know where he doesn't even watch college football. Where would he have seen Jalen Rager play? Where? Not in the pros. He barely plays.
Yeah. Did you see your league?
I told Jalen Rager's agent, I had Snacks talk to Jeff Nally. He goes, this is his take. He goes, I love, and he's known Sebastian for a long time.
Your league is filthy, by the way. You know that, right? This is a quote by Albert Breer, okay? Rodgers isn't the only player the NFL is investigating on the gambling front. Rumors have swirled for weeks now that the league's latest probe into sports betting could implicate a healthy number of guys from across the league. NFL headquarters taking this very, very seriously, knowing that it'll set a tone for how these matters are handled going forward. It's also a lot more complicated than it used to be, with the league now heavily involved in the business of gambling, with gaming partnerships left and right. That's all fine and good, but can I trust the league anymore? Is this the WWE? Is this wrestling now? That none of the...
Are you saying this or Albert Breer saying
this? No, I'm saying this. Can I trust your league anymore? I don't think so.
Can I trust your league packed with blood money from Saudi Arabia? They own your league. What are you talking about?
No. My money is... No, my league at least is pure. We know.
Pure?
Yeah. Pure as gold, okay?
Pure as the
driven snow, okay? And your league, filthy players betting on their own or against their own teams. We don't even know. I mean, how do we know that this isn't wrestling?
I don't know.
It's all fake.
I don't know if I'm allowed to comment on this at this particular time. I haven't checked my NFL email account. Now would probably be a good time to see if I'm allowed to say anything.
You probably aren't allowed to say anything. But I'm just disgusted with this. Guys betting on things.
Now this is this is a tough one for Roger in the league because clearly, you know, I mean, you're in bed with gambling money, which is I don't look at it any differently than beer money. It's just, you know, gambling is a vice, beer alcohol is a vice, and you are going to have, you know, it's a big part of sports. You never want it to have an impact on the actual playing of the sport, which is, I think, always going to be an issue whether you're taking money from these organizations or not. Soccer has been, for example, international soccer, it's been an issue. But so you're always going to have that issue and that concern. But this could be, it's better probably for the NFL to root out some of these issues early on.
Just because they're taking money from DraftKings and all these places, that doesn't matter. That doesn't mean now guys... Well, it has nothing to do with it. Guys could gamble with bookies for ages. And listen, Paul Hornung was busted for gambling back in the 60s.
Oh, he got in a lot of trouble.
He sat a year because of it. It's been going on forever. It's not just because now, you're in bed with DraftKings now, so you can't be hypocritical. It's BS. You're just taking that money is just being used to pay players, by the way. But that doesn't mean the players should be free to now go gamble on all the games. They know the rules. According to Jameson Williams, he didn't know any of the rules. But okay, they need to better educate the guys. Stop gambling. You dumbass. You make $2.7 million a year. Why are you betting $50 on a football game? Are you an idiot?
I know. I mean, I get stupid. You're probably sweating a game, but you've got too much to lose.
Oh, come on. All right. When we come back, Scott Hastings is going to join us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. He's the color commentator for the Denver Nuggets. We're going to get the other side of the story next right here. Don't you go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5. You've chosen wisely.
Do you want to know what it is?
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.